But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. It's 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with locations in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. If you're a friend are looking for a new full-time gig, Community Works is looking for new team members. Check out communityworksnc.org to apply, and that's works with an X, communityworksnc.org to apply. If you are selected for an interview, they'll meet you in the virtual space. And of course, both thrift shops are open Fridays through Mondays, now with extended hours. Joining us on the air in the studio today are Aaron A.J. Johnson, and joining us for the first time, WCHL's own Jack Carmichael. A.J., Jack, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, Jack.
Good. I'm welcome. Doing well. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So how excited are you about your first Kids Q experience?
I'm really excited. I know that guys like AJ and Victor have set a pretty high bar.
They really have, yeah.
That bar's not that high.
It's not actually that high.
I mean, if you consider 6 inches high, then sure.
Okay.
You'll surpass it. It'll be
we set a high bar in that you could step over it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I think so.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could be a famous person for a week, who would you be? And why?
Ooh. Wow.
That's a toughie.
Yeah, I think, you know, personally, I'm a musician.
Okay.
And I love performing.
Right.
So it would be great to just get a chance to be someone that performs, you know, every week.
In front of, like, huge crowds.
Yeah, that'd be real fun. Yeah.
You'd have to, like, zap forward 6 months or a year or so. But
yeah, maybe I need to consider.
Because there's a timing thing you got to consider, too. Like, oh, man, if it was the Olympics, I would be this person. But if it's just any other time of the year, then, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. I'd love to be, like, a president right after they were elected, but before they're inaugurated.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being the president right now. I could do some things.
I would definitely have a Keck Johnson 2020 sign in my yard.
That would be an interesting. I don't know what our slogan would be. Why not?
That should be the next. Yeah. What do you got to lose?
Sure, go for it.
Keck Johnson 2020.
Yeah. What was the thing that like the last thing you texted is the is going to be your campaign slogan? So Keck Johnson 2020. Thanks, random person on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, basically.
I'm doing that.
That always works. That always works. Last radio-friendly text
you
sent.
Yeah, I had
you might have to scroll back.
it's gonna take a minute. Yeah.
So while you're scrolling, you said famous musician. Which famous musician?
Oh man, I'd love to be a famous musician that does really popular Christmas music.
Okay.
Because you can't really be controversial or anything less than just like feel good when you're Michael Bublé.
Fair.
I think you just threw down
the gauntlet to Michael Bublé. Like, if he's hearing this, then now the challenge is set, Michael. You got to do something incredibly controversial in the next couple of weeks.
Oh my goodness.
We get into Christmas season. So would you be like a musician like a Michael Bublé or like a Mariah Carey or someone who's got like a really famous Christmas song, or would you be like a Trans-Siberian Orchestra does like this huge like light stage shows?
Christmas rocks.
Dun 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 dun.
Definitely more of the jazzy Christmas kind of guy.
I like it.
And it's a sweet gig. You're only performing a couple months out of the year,
right?
If that's all you do.
Basically, yeah. AJ?
Keck Johnson 2020.
I like.
Do we have a pizza cutter?
I like it. I also like how you're still the vice presidential candidate in your own campaign. That's good. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I like it. So who would you be?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. All right.
Because everybody loves The Rock.
That's true.
And you always smell what he's cooking.
Would you want to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson at a particular time? Like, are you making a movie?
I would say right now, because
tour?
He has never been more wealthy than he is at this current
fair,
point in
fair.
Time. I mean, he owns his own football league now.
That's true. Although, isn't it the XFL?
Yeah.
So he's about to lose all that money. Man, you really need to get on this.
I mean, nah, that's just sunk cost at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Jack, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.